Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
On the podcast today, we're going to talk about some of the limitations of ChatGPT. And this is going to be kind of an interesting thing because a lot of people have been asking, like people may have noticed, if you try to put a massive document into ChatGPT and ask it a question, it is unable to do that if the content is too big. And it also, as you know, will only give you responses that are kind of bite-sized. It has kind of a max length of response, and sometimes it cuts itself off before it even finishes a sentence, and you got to say continue to get it to continue generating the full response that you're working on. So on the podcast today, we're going to talk about these limitations, what causes them, and I'll go over really briefly how this works from a technical perspective. So it's very interesting insights you're going to get into ChatGPT today. So let's dive in. First is at a high level, the way ChatGPT is working. Essentially, it's got an input from the user. That's you giving it a text question, a prompt. It does what it's called encoding. So the input text that you give it is converted into numerical representations that the model, ChatGPT, can understand. So it's not really reading the words that you're saying and understanding them. It has meaning assigned to every word and every, based off of all the content it was trained on, it has numerical values that it assigns to different words and phrases and sentences so it can really understand their meaning. That's part of like the real power of ChatGPT. So that is in the encoding process. This is done using a process called tokenization, which essentially just splits the text into individual words or subwords and maps them to unique numerical IDs. After that's done, we go to processing. So essentially the encoded input is fed into the transformer or the neural network, which processes it to generate a probable distribution over the possible next words. Essentially, based off of this, you know, what it would it guess the next word should be? What would it guess the next response should be? So this involves many different layers of computation, each of which applies a different transformation to the input. So after that, we get the output. The model outputs a ranked list of the most likely next words based on the probabilities generated in the previous step. So all of that context is to get to our main point, which is why does ChatGPT have a maximum capacity when it comes to putting inputs in and receiving them out? Why is there length limits and kind of what is that all about? So as impressive as ChatGPT is, it does have its limits. One of the most significant limitations is what's known as max capacity. So this refers to the maximum amount of text that the model can process in a single interaction. So once the input text exceeds this limit, the model starts to break down and it produces significantly less accurate or even nonsensical outputs. And that's just to do with, you know, how big a question or an ask or how much content you're giving it. And the reason for this limitation has to do with the way the neural network that ChatGPT is running on is designed. So neural networks have a fixed amount of memory, which is used to store the parameters or weights that determine the neural network's process information. So these parameters are learned during the training process and are used to make predictions on new data. So the amount of memory available in a neural network is limited by the hardware it's running on. So for example, if ChatGPT is running on a server with 16 gigs of RAM, it can only store 16 gigs worth of parameters at any given time. So if the input text is too long, it's going to require more memory than the model actually has available, which can cause, you know, errors or crashes, which we see at, you know, as ChatGPT is kind of new. And they, you know, they can't give this thing unlimited RAM for every single person using this because obviously, as a free tool, this thing's incredibly expensive. It's costing them millions of dollars just to run the computational power on this thing. And so they do have limitations, which we see sometimes when our chats crash or when it has limitations on how much you can put into it. Another factor that contributes to ChatGPT's kind of reaching its limits is the complexity of the input. So the model's designed to process natural language, which can be highly variable and nuanced. So if the input text contains many unusual or complex words, phrases, sentence structures, and it's super long, the model's going to struggle to make an accurate prediction because it's just not used to so much. And like we talked about earlier, it has limitations in its compute power. So what happens when ChatGPT reaches its maximum capacity or it's, you know, hits its max on a prompt? We've seen it before. Sometimes it will crash. Sometimes it will say error, try again. Sometimes it, you know, you got to rephrase stuff. When it reaches that, the model's going to also start to produce less relevant and less accurate responses. So that's just something to be aware of. So to prevent this from happening, developers need to be aware of ChatGPT's maximum, or it pretty much its limits, and design their applications accordingly. So this might involve limiting the length of the input text, the pre-processing, the text to remove. They could use pre-processing, essentially like a developer, if they're integrating this into an application they're making, they could create pre-processing so that when their users are inputting text, it's pre-processed and the text removes complex or irrelevant information, right? So like essentially developers using this for their own tools can make additional layers before it hits the ChatGPT API to make it more likely to give a good response. So I believe that as artificial intelligence continues to evolve and improve, it's likely that we're going to see even more advanced language models in the future. However, at the moment, the models that we have do have their own set of limitations and challenges. So it's just important to understand that, and it's going to be pretty cool to see how this evolves in the future.